Chapter 13. The Surgeon. I have trained hundreds and hundreds of doctors over the decades and have always been impressed by how smart they are. But of all the medical specialties, surgeons are a special breed. Let's just say they have big egos because their hands, as one surgeon once told me, quote, perform miracles. Sometimes their ambitions for media coverage and adulation get in the way of their better judgment, like the surgeon I was training from a prestigious research hospital who was anxious to invite reporters to see his work. I'd be happy to have a camera crew with me in the OR, said the doctor. Big mistake, I said, noting that what happens in the operating room should stay there, like Vegas. It's just far too messy during surgery, and an out-of-context joke to the nurses about the patient could tarnish the doc's halo. I told him that a short interview was always better than a long one. No way, he said. I can talk to the media for hours. Oh yeah, I thought. I bet you he could. Doctor, let me make a point with an analogy, I said. You are a thoracic surgeon and do a lot of appendectomies, right? What's the fastest appendix removal you ever did? The doctor thought for a second and said, about 45 minutes. Great, I said, and I bet you did a fabulous job. Now, after the appendix was removed, how long did you keep the incision open? Why, we closed it up right away, he said incredulously. I said, but why not keep the incision open for 2 or 3 hours? Well, there's a risk of infection, he said. The appendix is out, so we close up. That's exactly my point. The job was done. Close it up. Bottom line, the length of an interview should only be as long as needed to deliver the message. Any longer, and there's a risk of infection or digression. When your message is delivered, get the hell out of there.